Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. I'm your host, Jimmy Kim, and thank you so much for tuning in to another episode today. I'm back, and hopefully, I'm praying that I'm still getting up early in the morning. Now, if you've been following the show, you know that I just completed a 5-day challenge in my private Facebook group, Team Remix, last week, where me and a bunch of other crazy folks decided, why don't we get up at 6:15 in the morning and work out together? So for 5 days last week, I led a 20-minute workout live on Facebook. And a bunch of things could have gone wrong. I could have maybe slipped, I could have fell and looked like a fool, but thankfully I didn't. And on top of all that, I got up and I probably had one of my most productive weeks last week. Not only that, but I was able to hang with the people on Facebook, and I didn't get to see them, but it felt like they were in the room with me because they were chatting away, we were busting some jokes, and just overall just having a good time. One thing that I was pleasantly surprised about, which was, one, I'm so happy that people actually made it out. Every morning I was worried that nobody was gonna make it to the session, but right at 6:15, people started coming in and saying good morning and hello and how much I hate my life and, you know, all those good things. And what I'm really proud to say that over 50% of the participants made it to all 5 days with me, which, as I say that, that is absolutely crazy. That's crazy that I got to share the morning with a bunch of people and work out together who, like I said, none of us, including myself, are morning people. And we all kind of hated our lives, but at least we got to do it together, right? I learned a lot from this experience, and I just want to share a couple things that I learned, which was, one, with the right motivation and planning, you really can do anything. Two, getting up in the morning was actually kind of easy. That was the easier part of this whole journey last week. But you know what was really hard was sleeping early. Sleeping early was the toughest because I'm quite a night owl. I'll go to bed 3-4 in the morning easy and get up around 8 or 9. So I had to definitely dial that back. I did my best to get to bed at least by 12. Most nights I did. Some nights I didn't. And three, doing it with other like-minded people, that was just a game changer. And I'll be honest, I wasn't really sure how this was all gonna pan out because we were doing this online, and I've never led a live workout before. And I was thinking I was gonna feel awkward, or people are gonna see me and I can't see them, or people weren't gonna show up. I had all these things kind of working through my head. But once we actually got down to it and I hit live and I went into it, I was just, you know, it was in the zone, and I was in the zone, and I really did feel like there was a room full of people in there with me. I didn't feel alone at all. And to me, that helped out tremendously, because without them, without Team Remix being there, I definitely wouldn't have gotten up last week. And if I could just share one of my favorite comments, came from one of the Team Remix members, Ty, and she said, and I quote, and she said this on day number 2 of our 5-day challenge, and I quote, "Thanks for getting us up, dude. It was great to know that other people were in this with me without having to make any eye contact at this time in the morning." And I saw that and I burst out laughing, because I guess it was kind of true. Like, you know, it wasn't like I was getting up and, you know, I was making my hair and looking all nice. I literally would get up like at 5:50 in the morning, set up my computer, all that. I was definitely looking haggard for the first 10 minutes, splash some water in my face. I won't lie, I didn't brush my teeth, but shoot me over it. thankfully, there's no like smell-o-vision yet on Facebook. So until then, if I do this challenge again, I ain't gonna brush my teeth. I doubt any of the members did too either. Now, this challenge is over and done with, and I'm working on the next one. So if you want to stay up to date with me, you can join Team Remix on Facebook and get workout tips, elevate your game, be part of a team of people who are going to keep you motivated, and we share some laughs, mostly on my expense, but that's okay. So if you want to join, go to bit.ly/remixmyfitness. So by visiting that link, you'll get to join Team Remix. So let me tell you what I have going on today. So last week I had Coach Mike Polk on the show, and I got to ask him some questions on strength and conditioning. We broke a couple myths together, and I put him on the spot to build a program for this imaginary client I made up. And I got a couple comments from you, the listeners, on how much you enjoyed nerding out on the content. So keeping with the theme of Team Remix on Facebook, I decided to answer a question that one of the members had and posed on our community, on our message board. This episode is just jam-packed with a bunch of information. We're talking nutrition today, and if you get lost or if you find it a little bit confusing, it's okay. You can just go back and hit rewind on this episode and listen to it over and over and over and over again until you get it. Or an easier and probably the way that I recommend for you to do this is you can visit remixmyfitness.com/podcast, and it'll have all the little dirty details of what I've mentioned, the resources, the calculators that are in there. So don't get hung over. Just listen to the show, enjoy the episode, pick apart what things that you thought were that you needed, and in terms of the resources, just get them online. Sound good? So you ready? Why don't we get into it? So today's question comes from Team Remix member Phil. And Phil's a Team Remix member on Facebook, but he's also a Team Remix member in person. So he's one of the OGs that started training with me when I first opened up my studio, let's say about 5 years ago. And he's still been training with me hard. He's just a great guy in general. Phil, what's up? If you're listening, or at least you better be listening. And he asks, are there any recommendations on healthy eating? And I want to mainly know about how much and what time. Now, this is a pretty loaded question. And I'm going to go into some detail here. And this is probably where I want you just to listen. And if you miss something, go to the show notes page. So there's a couple things that we need to know first. So the how much portion. So the how much portion is we need to know how many calories we need to consume for us to maintain weight. And if you've been listening to the show, this should be like ingrained in your brain right now. You take your weight in pounds and you multiply that by 11. And that will give you your daily caloric intake to maintain your current weight. So if you're looking to lose weight, you gotta subtract some of those calories, anywhere between 250 to 500 calories. If you're looking to gain weight, you're gonna have to eat 250 to 500 calories more every day. So now you have that calculations. Now that you know what your caloric intake is, we have to now figure out what percentage of your macronutrients. So I like to think of this as a pie. And if you don't know what your macronutrients are, it's gonna sound really familiar once I name these off. It's protein, carbs, and fat. That's your macronutrients. Three things. Just to give you a quick idea here. So in 1 gram of protein, there are 4 calories. and 1 gram of carbohydrates, there are 4 calories. And in 1 gram of fat, can anyone guess? No, that's not 4 calories. It's 9 calories. And I think this is where fats get a pretty bad rep for it, because you, per gram wise, fats just have more calories. But I'll save that portion for later. So we know our caloric intake, and now we're trying to figure out what our macronutrient percentage should be. And this is where it gets really tricky, because I can't just give you just a basic, you should eat 30% protein, 50% carbs, and 20% fat. Because I look at it as it's really based on how you eat and what kinds of things, what your main dietary consumption is. So I'll give three of the examples that I run into the most. And I'll give you my recommended percentages from there. If you're someone who mainly eats a plant-based diet, so mainly vegetables, fruits, and you're not consuming much dairy, much or any meats, your macronutrient percentage should be somewhere along the lines of 20% protein, 20% fat, and if you're doing the math, that's right, 60% carbohydrates. Now that sounds like a lot, especially in this time where everyone's trying to reduce their carbohydrates. But if you're on a plant-based diet, and if you're mainly eating plants and legumes and breads and things like that, it's just natural that your carbohydrates are just going to be way higher, because what else are you going to eat? There really isn't that much protein in plants. And if you're not consuming any animal byproducts, you're also going to have a hard time finding protein. So your main source of energy, that's what calories are, energy, units of energy, has to come from carbohydrates, right? Even plants aren't really that fatty. Fruits aren't really that fatty. Other than your nuts, other than an avocado, oils, things like that. But that is so limited. And then we have things. Now we have things like the high fat diets. And you're thinking, who is on high fat diets? But tell me if this sounds familiar to you. Anybody that's doing a low carb diet, ketogenic diet, their fasting diets, intermittent fasting, paleo diets. Those diets, the main component, the main macronutrient source is actually fat. I know most people think that it's protein, but it's not. It's the fat that's going to keep the fat is the main macronutrient of all those popular diets that are out there right now. And if you're following one of those things, your macronutrient count is going to be very different from somebody who's following a plant-based diet. So we're talking 20% carbohydrates, 65% fat, and 15% protein. And that one shocks people a little bit, but it makes sense. You're consuming a lot more fatty substances. Even the cuts of meat that you're having are a little bit more fattier, and the fat is there basically just designed to keep you full. So again, 20% carbohydrates, 65% fat, 15% protein. Now there's a little bit of wiggle room in this, but the wiggle room is between the fat and the protein. You could have a little bit more protein and a little less fat, but the carbohydrates generally remain pretty low. And now for the third category is the high protein diet. Now the high protein diet is usually followed by bodybuilders, fitness models, those people who generally have to pack on a little bit more muscle. So you can imagine that the macronutrient percentage now will swing another way, which is 50% protein, 35% carbs, and 15% fat. So you could see that within these three diets, plant-based, high-fat diets, and high-protein diets, there's one macronutrient that's a lot higher than the other ones. So in plant-based, your carbs are the main percentage. In high fat, fats are obviously the highest percentage. And then in high protein is king. So for you, you need to decide, what do you follow a little bit more of? Are you more carbohydrate based? Do you eat less meat? Are you someone that needs meat? You need to have it with every single meal? Or are you someone that you can get by eating fattier foods? Because there are a lot of people out there who just can't stomach fattier foods. They can't stomach eating avocados. They can't do oils. They don't like fattier cuts of meat. So you have to decide where do you follow. So far we've covered how many calories you consume. You're going to figure out where you stand in your macronutrient percentage. And from there, you can figure out how to manage and eat a little bit better towards your goals. Because if you follow any of the top three types of diets out there, you can gain weight, you can lose weight, and you can stay the same. You just need to play around with the calories, and you need to play around with the macronutrients. And if I can answer Phil's third thing, which is what time should he eat? Again, it's based on your diet. So if you're on a plant-based diet and you're consuming carbohydrates is the main macronutrient, then you're going to be eating a little bit more often. Because your blood sugar levels are going to be spiking, and then it's going to be dropping, and you need to level that out by eating more often. If you're on like a high fat diet, this is why intermittent fasting is so popular. So fats, even though they are more calories per gram, it also burns a lot slower. So you can forego meals because technically you should be full longer. So you can have less meals, and you can wait out the time that you sleep until the morning, whether that's 12 o'clock, 1 o'clock, 3 o'clock, and you can eat at that time. And then high protein diets, I'd say it's somewhere in the middle. That's generally people who will eat like a breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Don't just go off and just start picking one and just saying, okay, well, I'm gonna do a high fat diet. Jimmy went and told me and said I need to eat my carbs at 20%, my fat at 65%, and protein at 15%. Because there's other things that go along with that. So before you head on there and start changing your diet, one, go talk to a nutritionist or health professional, right? Got to put that out there. But two, you need to calculate your resting metabolic rate. So how many calories are you burning at rest? So I don't know if you know this or not, but we burn most of our calories when we're sleeping. And that's called our RMR, resting metabolic rate. Now with exercise, or if you have a little bit more active lifestyle, that percentage, that rate of where you burn calories, that increases. So one, you need to calculate your RMR. And how do you calculate that RMR? I'll put the formula down into the show notes, but there are of course calculators, online calculators out there that'll do it for you. So why do the math unless you're a math junkie? So we'll need to know what our RMR is. And once we know what our RMR is, then we need to know what our total daily energy expenditure needs to be. How many calories am I using throughout the day? And you'd have to then know whether you live a sedentary lifestyle, or you live a very active lifestyle, or if you have a physical job, and plug those into your formula, which you'll need to know your RMR for. And then once you know that, then you would need to figure out whether you're looking to maintain your weight, you need to lose weight, or you need to gain weight. And then finally, you'll need to know what your body fat percentage is. So if you don't know what your body fat percentage is, the easiest way is go sneak into a gym and use their body fat measurement scale. Or if you have a body fat measurement scale, go ahead, step on there. Those won't give you 100% exact percentage, but at least they'll give you a starting ground of where you need to be. And then once you know all that information, then you can figure out exactly what macronutrients you need. So again, one, you need to calculate your resting metabolic rate. Two, then you need to know what your total daily energy expenditure, or at least the estimate, is. Three, you need to know what your goal is. Are you looking to maintain, are you looking to lose, or are you looking to gain weight? And four, you need to know what your body fat percentage is. You need to know all that information to properly figure out what your macronutrient percentage should be. Again, like I said, I'm gonna put all the formulas in the show notes, but before you run and get your pen, paper, and calculator, there's an awesome site out there called getfitandthick.com. Getfitandthick.com, where you can just plug and play all the numbers and it'll figure that out for you. So that'll be in the show notes as well. Go check that out. And one final thing that I'm going to mention about this question has to pertain about time, which is I personally don't believe that there is a cutoff time of when you should eat. I believe that calorie is a calorie is a calorie is a calorie. So what I mean by that is that whether I'm looking to gain weight or to lose weight, if my set number is 3,500 calories a day, it doesn't matter whether I eat the 3,500 calories as my first meal and I only eat one meal, or whether I eat 35 calories spaced out through the day and I try to finish my last meal by 5 o'clock in the afternoon. It's still a calorie. It's still just a unit of energy. So don't be afraid to just experiment, find different things that work for you. Maybe you got to break it up and do a couple small meals, or maybe you want to try intermittent fasting and have less meals. You got to find what works for you. And the only way that you're going to find that is if you experiment and if you try different things. So that's a wrap on today's show. I'll be back next week with another episode. If you have any burning questions that you want to ask, that you've been dying to know, or you want to ask for that quote-unquote friend of yours, you can hit me up. You can reach me at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com, or come join our team, bit.ly/remixmyfitness. And that gets you right in the door of Team Remix on Facebook. And that's it. That's a wrap today. Another episode done. Hopefully you've got now the urge to go out there and make some changes to your own diet so you can reach that goal of yours, that big dream that you've always had, whether it's to fit into a certain dress or to look good in clothes or to rock a six pack, whatever it is. Hopefully now you have an extra tool in your toolbox to get you to that next level. I'll be back next week with another episode. So for this week, promise me that you will set some goals, go out and challenge yourself, but most of all, you'll have some fun. Until next time, peace.